It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. I don't know what's going on in the chat. I hope everybody's all right.
Yeah.
Shout out to everybody.
The chat is talking about the 1950s.
Pregnancy rates.
Being close to a guy 10 feet, you get pregnant.
Good luck with all that.
Take it to a helmet away from him.
Lord Helmet. Landini, let me know with that clip. Okay. I got this tweeted to me this morning. I want to credit the person because I thought we had a mature conversation. Brandon, Jay Daniels MVP, and then this dude Carbon Primo looped in me and Grant. And here's the audio. This is coming from Chicago. This is like this is a person with a platform in Chicago. I think it might be the ESPN Chicago radio station. I'm not entirely sure the who on this, but it's not just completely random. Here is some audio that appears to be making Commander's social media not thrilled.
Knock Jaden out of this game. I think that's your pathway to comfortably winning. Take him.
Well, listen, you take out the starting quarterback, yeah.
It's football, Pat.
You're going a little Sean Payton on us, are you?
I'm not saying hit him in the head. I'm not saying hit him cheap. I'm just hit him hard in the ribs. You know he's hurt. This is the first time that you are getting a true dual threat who is also wildly accurate throwing the ball. This defense, as good as they've been, they haven't seen this. You're number one in the NFL in dropback EPA. You are number 19 in rush EPA. You know he's going to offer you the opportunities to knock him out. Take him. You know he's going to take hits. Hit him. He's asking you to do it. I'm so tired of everybody talking soft about this. You're saying knock him out of the game. I will not cry if Kyler Gordon knocks Jaden out of the game. That's football. Do not hit him dirty. Don't cheap shot him. Don't target him. Don't hit him in the head. Bears fans, you need this win.
Okay. If folks hear that and react and are pissed, I can get it. I think the full context of it is not as bad. He's like, no cheap shots, no dirty stuff, but hit him. Go after the quarterback. That's what every defensive end across the NFL is trying to do. I think more than that, though, and it's an interesting conversation with Jeff because this is just fan discourse and it's happening, and that's cool. I get that. I don't think we should care about that dude and his opinion on what the Bears should do this weekend. I don't care. I'm just completely dismissive of that.
To be honest with you,
that guy is saying nothing that's not being discussed in the locker room, in a meeting room every week. As he kept saying, and this is the problem with people. You want to watch a violent-ass sport, but you want to sit up here and make guys be pansies on the field. They aren't. Okay, they discuss some violent things. They discuss some serious things. They're telling them to hit him. But they're saying, make sure you don't do nothing cheap and get a penalty. That's exactly what this guy said, right? When we play against people, I've said it on these airwaves at least 20 times. If someone is hurt and they're on the field, you want to make sure they're supposed to be out there. That happens. So, as long as it's nothing cheap, it's the rules of football, brother. You know, that's why people that play football play and the people that don't play. Because it's a different rule when you step in inside those lines. The ball game is different. So, who cares? Because if someone goes out there and purposely try to do something cheap, then he has guys on his team should protect him.
Well, it's like,
and stand up for him.
It kind of circles back to me to the Jaden running. What if he takes cheap shots? Like, yo, there's supposed to be rules to prevent the cheap shots.
Yeah.
And if he gets one, they get 15 yards. Maybe the guy gets ejected, and maybe the guy gets fined. If you don't think the Bears are going to try to hit Jaden Daniels, here's a secret. The Bears' defensive ends and defensive tackles, and when they blitz a linebacker and they blitz a safety perhaps or a corner comes in hot, mm-hmm. all of these things, do you know that that person is going to try to attack Jaden Daniels with malice in their heart. They are going to try to hit the quarterback as hard as they legally can. And they were going to try to do that before he hurt his ribs.
Yeah.
And now they're sure as hell going to try to do it now, but it's like, we said earlier that people, I've heard this thing like, oh, let Jaden get 110%. There is no 110%.
Nah.
And when you're a blitzing cornerback, there's no, oh, he's hurt, I'm going to try to crush him. You're mm-hmm. going to try to crush him regardless.
Anyway. Yeah, but like, I want people to understand, like, you know, yes, athletes, they hit each other hard, but I don't think, I'm going to say this. I would never say 100%. 99% of the people playing football, 99.9% of the people playing football are not trying to purposely hurt anybody.
No.
They understand the game is hard damn enough. It's tough enough out there, and we look out for each other, you know, and that's the ultimate thing. So I can't sit here and be overly concerned.
But you try to blast somebody legally.
You're damn straight.
And then there are guys that play it to the whistle, guys that play it through the whistle. There are guys that are known for going a little high or a little low. But that's just football.
When I ran the football, I tried to make a guy, the next time he came to tackle me, I wanted him to be thinking, oh, I shouldn't do this. It wasn't, oh, I'm just going to try to run. I was trying to make sure he second-guessed himself. That's what people do on the football field. If you don't like it, don't watch it. Because it's a violent sport now. Don't care how much we sit up here and think about it. We would think the same thing about somebody else's quarterback. So, it's weird, man.
Football players play violently. That's the sport.
It's what we do, baby.
They play aggressively.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.